Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to the House of Love. It's time for Ancestral Blueprints. We are honoring the woman in our ancestral lines. We're doing it collectively, we're doing it individually, and we are creating a space for healing and awareness. And we start from the consciousness of the I am, the oneness, the interconnection, the interrelationship with Carly Jackson.
I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
And that is the truth of your reality. No matter what you're moving through, growing through, welcome to the House of Love. Give thanks for those who had a big dream. They kept the dream alive so that you may be here today. No matter how you are interpreting the dream, it's time for Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and yours truly, Life Coach Ade. And we start the show off, or continue the show, with Carly Jackson. We're going to now move to Caroline Malachi. Caroline Malachi, there you go. Beautiful dream.
Fighting all the writing, hiding from the lightning. We are in the suburbs, racing to red lights, having close encounters far away.
Make you feel weak. You must be strong.
come alive, and you can do anything, Carolyn Malachi. That is the truth. That is a prayer. That is what we acknowledge in today, that we are part, you know, that song, something inside so strong, that something inside of us that's so strong that is beyond definition. And if we just take time to just get still and connect with it, we may fall in love with ourselves in a different way. Carolyn Malachi. To find out more about her, her website address is carolynmalachi.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins, change is inspired, and you can help make a difference, because the intention for the shows is to help you fall in love with yourself in a whole new way, support you in your transformation journey, that you may realize that you are the one. You are listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade, which takes place every last Wednesday of the month. And I'm so excited to have Lisa here, because Lisa has a way of just taking me deep into the soul, to places that I didn't know existed. It's like living in a mansion and you go in the master bedroom and then the other master bedroom and the other master bedroom, and you go to all the other rooms. It's like, oh my God, I just love my mansion. And Lisa comes and says, Ade, Ade, look. Look over there. I'm like, what, that's a wall. No, it's not. Touch it. And it opens up. It's like, ooh, wait a minute. Ooh, hold on, let me take a breath. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. We have wonderful people around us to take us to so many rooms. And in the room is another mansion, ever expanding, ever evolving and revolving. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up for your soul appointment as we stand for others in proxy to honor the woman in our ancestral lines, to honor those who came before us that didn't give up in spite of circumstances, sometimes because of circumstances, because of what they went through. They said, no, I'm not going to give up. This is going to be for something. I'm going to hold on, because I'm going to keep the dream alive. I'm going to leave a piece of me to keep it going. I believe in something so strong, and I'm giving birth to it. I'm going to dream it. I'm going to start it. I'm going to create it. I'm going to trust beyond my understanding, because life never dies. So let me bring on my wonderful co-host. And then we're going to bring on Celeste to do quick announcements. And I welcome all of you that are listening online and the phone lines, and those of you listening to the archive. Thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Thank you for saying yes to yourself and saying yes to your ancestors. They're so grateful you're here. And I am so grateful Lisa's here. Hello, Lisa. How are you?
I'm very well, really happy to be here, and really looking forward to our conversation about this topic. It is just, it's a blessing to be with other people, honoring women in our ancestries and in the families we've created, and so I'm just looking forward to our time together today.
Yeah, it should be fun. I can feel the vibe. You're about to show me some doors that I didn't know existed. It's like, whoa, wait a minute. So I'm ready to go into the doors, into the rooms of my consciousness and experience more of who I am. So we're going to do a quick announcement, and then we'll continue the conversation. So let's bring on Celeste, also known as, thank you, Celeste, also known, what do you call it, Electra? Electra's in the chat room. Electra's in the chat room. Yvette is there. Lulu Santos is in the chat room. Glenda, Living Light is there. Silent Listeners, Disguised as Guest. Earth Webs is in the chat room. Koya, thank you all for tuning in. Thank you for being here. We are taking your questions, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And I think I mentioned Yvette. She's in the house too, of course, behind the scenes. Let me see if I bring her on live. And she's probably saying, no, I won't do that to her. Hey, Celeste.
Hey, how are you? I'm so happy to be with you guys. This is an amazing way to celebrate Women's History Month. It means a lot to me. So I'm excited about this conversation as well. And I'm not shy. Hi, Cleo. She's excited, too. Electra mm-hmm. said, the lady with the voice of silk, that's Celeste.
Oh, lady.
Thank
okay,
you,
thank you. For, I think corrected.
And I also want to thank Lulu for letting people know that just because they can't be here at 12 o'clock doesn't mean that they will have to miss the experience of Ancestral Blueprints. We have beautiful listeners who are also wonderful tour guides at Life mm-hmm. Conversations Radio Network. So just a special shout out to Lulu for letting that be known. So sweet. So anyway, are you ready for your announcements? I'm ready for this conversation.
Go ahead. Let's get it. Let's keep it moving.
Right? Time's doing what time does. Hello, beautiful family. Welcome to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of some of the happenings going on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Ancestral Blueprints airs on the last Wednesday of the month from 12 until 1:30 p.m. So if you have a question, make sure you tune in early because we're not going till 2 today. That'll be 1:30. And if you happen to miss this show live, all of the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with. So Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346. And make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Life Conversations Radio fan like page on Facebook. Please be sure to create a new posting because we want to make sure that we get back to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, you can go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. We're on the Life Conversations Radio menu, and then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach a Day button and fill in the email. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Life Coach Today for the Ask a Life Coach Today radio show, Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. And next week, he will have that beautiful Dame Reverend Rio Kelly in the house talking about love rocks, love rules. You can also find Life Coach Today on Within Radio. His show is syndicated every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Make sure you don't miss the play experience with Mbasa Safara Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. And don't miss the Sounds of Soul with the Day and Ifuoche party at 9 p.m. Eastern on Saturday nights. We will be in the the Sounds of Soul fan like page on Facebook. And we'll just keep your eye out for a link. We'll make sure that the Soul Train does not depart without you. And you can join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Feel free to go to LifeConversationsMedia.com for more info. Finally, since we are not doing a Celestial Moment today, let me take this opportunity to let you know that 9 is the energy of the day. 9 is ruled by Mars. And 9 is the end of a cycle. And with every ending, family, there comes a fresh beginning. So keep the faith. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today.
Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, thank you, thank you. As your brain and mouth and mind took a meditation for me, it's like, where do you want to be still?
Hey, let's not forget
I know
the
those
cat
moments
in the background. Fun.
I know those moments very well. Thanks, Celeste. Yes, indeed. You are listening to the Ancestral Blueprints. To say Ancestral Blueprints, the title, the topic, the theme, the conversation is around honoring women in your ancestral lines. And Lisa Iverson is here. She is the author of Ancestral Blueprints, and we'll give you her website address to find out more about the work she's doing. And Lisa, how are you doing? What's going on before we jump go deep? Because, you know, we got to sort of have people in the living room first, in the living room of the spiritual mansion, just kind of interact. How are you doing? How are you being?
Yeah, I've been doing well. I feel the fullness of these times, and I notice the fullness of my life and ways that I'm stretched sometimes in ways that are feel like they're beyond my capacity, and then I look around me and I'm reminded that I'm not the only one experiencing, you know, the details of person. But it's good to, you know, it's one of the blessings of being in connection with other people is to be reminded everybody's going through what they're going through, the blessings and the challenges. And so I am in a place just for our time together today, again, of coming back to that place of being reminded how much we need each other and how important it is, you know, the place for just being able to say with one another, here's what I notice, how I'm doing, here's what I notice in my life, what do you notice in yours? It's more important than ever, I think, this time we're living in. So that's just kind of a general thing that I'll say about what I notice. And the other thing I'll say for me how I'm doing is that our topic today, the topic we're getting ready to talk about, my teenage daughter came into my office where I'm working and doing this show. And she thinks she came down here just because she wanted to be working on her computer in the same room where I'm working, but I know that it has to do with this topic that we're talking about and the connectedness that we all have with each other, how important it is for our daughters and our sons to, you know, be reminded and have the opportunity to honor and acknowledge the women in our ancestries. So just that simple experience that I'm having a few minutes ago where she comes into my office where I'm reminder that our time together has an on future generations.
That is so awesome. Thank you for sharing that with us. I can just see that visual. Yeah. You know, and the simple things that make such a big difference. And as you were talking about, you know, checking in with one another, I just thought of what would it be like if people went to work, or more, let me just say, more people went to work and they say, how are you doing? And it's a genuine wanting to know. And I don't say genuine as in judgment of people not wanting to know, but a genuine, how are you doing? And we can just meet for a minute or two to say, well, this was happening. You know, how that can change productivity, how that can change day rather than, oh, I'm good, I'm all right, I'm well. But deep down, we're trying to hold the world on our shoulders and trying to not make it be obvious. And I know, I don't know what I know, but I just know that we are evolving, we're growing, and this kind of conversation helps us tap into that awareness so that those that are listening to, those that are listening right now get to remember that next time someone says to them, how are you doing? They either get to check in and say, do they really want to know how I'm doing? Or it's just a general. And then it could be just as simple as like, are you just saying like, how am I doing like generally? Or you really want to know? Because there could be so much bonding that could happen in that space. And, you know, there's so many ways we can support one another, and it's usually very, very simple. Yeah.
And there's a balance. There's a balance in that those kinds of exchanges, a balance of, like, discerning what's too much information versus maybe what's not enough information. You know, some we all have our lean. Some people are inclined to maybe give a little too much information. Others are others are inclined to not give as much as would be good to give. So we're all kind of, you know, in our own learning process with just being in relationship with each other, just as we are. But, you know, there is a kind of a sacred space when two or more people come together. There's a sacred space and opportunity for reconnecting with our common humanity. And so, and this show, this I really do feel like this radio show that we have here is that also, you know, it's an opportunity to really deeply be reminded of our common humanity.
Yes, yes. And on that note, we are going to continue, as we know, this is the Women's History Month is March, it's coming to an end, and we wanted to kind of wrap up, release the whole conversation and celebration around it, individually and collectively, where we've honored those people who inspired us, maybe grandmothers or mothers or whoever it was that just left us recognizing who we are. And we want to just look at it from an ancestral blueprints perspective. And, you know, ancestral blueprints is an expression. Yes, I like that. An expression of family constellations. And I'm going to just throw it to Lisa to talk a little bit about family constellations. I know that the regular listeners, you know about this, but it doesn't hurt to help it again, to help you just go deep into your soul. So we kind of set a foundation for today's conversation, so we can all set the intention to really be one. Lisa, I'm going to throw it over to you.
Thank you. So family constellations or systemic constellations is another phrase that fits this. It's a term that refers to an approach to healing that was developed by a man named Bert Hellinger. He's a German man, still alive. He's about 90 years old. And it refers to an approach to healing where we have the opportunity to see how much what happens in the generations before us is still influencing us. And so Hellinger articulated what are these principles that he sees and that I also see operating in the family soul, these principles of love, he calls them orders of love, that have to do with very, very simple things like where do people belong? First, the fact that everybody does belong. Everybody has their place of belonging in the family. There's a place of right relationship between parents and children, where parents' position is in the place of giving, children's place is in the place of receiving. And that has to do with life. What promotes life is children receiving life just as it has been passed on to them from their parents. The parents, before they became parents, were first a son or a daughter. Their place in the flow of life and love is to receive life as it was passed on to them from the grandparents. So there are these very simple principles like this around what promotes life and love flowing well in family life. And also noticings about, you know, whose fate belongs to whom. You know, the connection that we have with each other runs much, much more deeply in the soul than what our minds can really understand. So this approach helps us to see how we might very, very easily be living out some aspect of life that really has to do with an expression of blind love for somebody else, sometimes many people in our family, in our ancestries. So, for example, if a parent or a grandparent or great-grandparents or, you know, a whole group of people that we come from, a whole tribe or a whole connection of people that we come from experienced a lot of pain or a lot of suffering or trauma, we might be holding ourselves back, really, from living freely out of an expression of love for their suffering, for what they went through. And it's not about will. It's not about the mind. It really is about what happens in the human condition and the approach, the constellation approach, primarily in group format, although it can be adapted for one-on-one work as well. It helps just to bring visibility that in acknowledging truth of these kinds of dynamics and connections in family life, you know, it really is a profound example of the truth will set you free. It really, the process of the work helps to bring visibility in a way that releases everyone, both ourselves and others in our families and our ancestries, from being caught in some kind of a connection where everybody's bound up in some way. So that's a very short summary. There's a lot more people can read about it on my website, and there's just more and more people in this field, more material online. If you type in family constellations, you'll get a lot of stuff online to read about this work.
The word that jumps at me from that summary is acknowledge. You know, there's so much power in acknowledging something. Doesn't matter what it is. You know, we don't have to call it good or bad. And if we want to call it good or bad, so be it, right or wrong. But just acknowledging one's experience, acknowledging, I mean, like really present, not like, yeah, I know, but really being able to look at things. And I think, you know, in the acknowledgement is where we get to bring about or see that everything is part of this existence rather than try and deny. And sometimes, you know, this is popping in my head, so I'm just going to trust it. You know, there's a... Okay, so acknowledgement. As you were talking, somehow the story of the plane that disappeared came to mind. And I was kind of sitting with that energy, and I was thinking, when I start thinking about it, I'm thinking, I don't know if I want to bring that up. But now it's just coming real strong to say something. And so back to the acknowledgement. In the news, they come up with different theories and what could happen. And there's also, you know, they talk about people with conspiracy theorists. They're thinking this. And I think on a soul level, when all the possibilities are not acknowledged, something is going to happen for the mind or the mind to want to fill in the blank. And I think in acknowledging, because who knows what happened? Maybe he just crashed. Maybe he disappeared. Maybe the vortex in the Bermuda Triangle now is developing somewhere else. But I also know that the news media won't want to go that far, or they things have some sin. They're somewhat guarded about it. But when we acknowledge something, I know for myself, when I'm able to acknowledge something that I know is true, something that I know is challenging, something that I know I've experienced, it sort of brings a sense of ease. Like, okay, now what? Now that I've looked at this, now that I see this, now what? Rather than pretend it's not there. And I think somehow it looks like we've been conditioned that if we just ignore it, it will go away. If we just reach for the light and be positive and don't worry about it and just keep moving on, that's in the past, leave it back then, that it will go away. But clearly it's not the truth. People are still writing books about self-help, self-development, understanding yourself, because, and all of it is pointing us back to ourselves to acknowledge who we are. And I think it's such a, that word, that knowledge, acknowledgement, it's just bringing up so much for me right now. And that's one of the reasons I love this show, because I find that it helps us to acknowledge what is true. Listeners will talk about their stories with their family members. And so I don't know if you want to say anything about that before I ask you talk about some other things about actually honoring the woman in our lives.
Well, I think the only thing I would add is, you know, the family is the missing piece. Family and ancestry, these are that lens of influence as a source of deep strength and of deep blessing. That's the missing piece that I see in so many aspects of our world today. The impulse to move forward in life without looking back creates a dynamic where then history is prone to repeat itself. And so there's a kind of an artful, mysterious balance where we're asked to look back just enough that we can come into right relationship with who and where we come from. And then to acknowledge what's there to acknowledge, most of the time what's there to acknowledge has to do with there's been some griefs, some losses, some traumas that have been on hold, that have been frozen, and there's been some dynamic passed on from one generation to the next. Lots of different circumstances in family life create that, you know. It's good to take a look at my website. There's a list of common family history things that happen that create that kind of a dynamic. But it's out of our coping, it's out of our human need to cope, that the impulse to, you know, look ahead without acknowledging, you know, happens. We got to get through, same for our parents or grandparents or great-grandparents, you know, when there's a situation that's where there's hardship of some kind, you just got to get through it. That's the human, there's a drive to survive in the human condition. I mean, the fact that we're still here as a species says something about our drive to survive. Now, I would also, you know, at this point, that's in question. You know, the survival of our species really is in question. And so there is everything to gain by us together, but we have to do it together. It's really a movement that belongs to our whole species to look back at what the things are that are there to see, to acknowledge, and it's to do so in a movement where the judgment is released, you know, the good, bad, right, wrong. That's what keeps us. That's what has kept us from being able to do this earlier. So if, you know, this conversation we have today is a little drop in the pond that has ripples out, we don't know what those are, but there's an effect. And, you know, my hope, my prayer is that conversations like the one we're having, they have an effect that has a good effect on all beings, and particularly on children and on the web of nature that we are in and that's in us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and yours truly, Life Coach Ade. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. For more information about family constellations, ancestral blueprints, go to Lisa's website, which is lisaiverson.com, lisaiverson.com. She has another one, and it's Family Constellations West, familyconstellationswest.com. Lisa, let me go back to something that you said that just, I just felt the energy when you said it. Like family as a source of deep strength. Let's tie that in with today's topic, particularly with the area of honoring the woman in our ancestral lines. Now, what does this well, I don't know if I have a question, so I'm just going to pull it all together and throw it to you. In the decision, the willingness to honor those who came before us, particularly a mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, what if somebody had a very traumatic experience with their mother or their grandmother or stepmother, and they're not here anymore, but somehow they can't find within themselves a space to forgive? Mm-hmm. Would they still be able to pull on the strength of family as a source of deep strength, or would that interference in energy between the person and the mother, grandmother, whoever it is, would that interfere with the strength, the deep strength that family offers us?
Yeah, the depth of what you're asking is really present. The thing that is couple things that's important to say, you know, when there has been, and it's quite common, when there's been an experience of harm, you know, that a person, a son or a daughter, has experienced with a mother, a grandmother, an aunt, you know, one of the women, you know, we're talking about particularly the place of women in our ancestries. So it's important to acknowledge that too. So, you know, but in the acknowledging of it, if we can consider that there are generations of women and men before the mother, the grandmother, the great-grandmother, and that that's the source of where the restored connection is going to come from. So a lot of the time what's happening is that a person, a son or a daughter, you know, it's what we all have in common in this conversation. Each of us is a son or a daughter. Mm-hmm. So, you know, no matter what our family backgrounds are, no matter what the history is, each of us is a son or a daughter. Each of us has ancestors. And the fact that we're alive, simply the fact that we're alive, points to strength in the lineage. It's really simple.
Yes.
You know, I mean, our minds are inclined to keep a problem going.
Mm.
And the physiological experience of when there's been harm, you know, if there's been trauma, there's a physiological experience that it can absolutely be a necessary thing to get support from, you know, a healer type person, from a therapist, from a massage person who's oriented in trauma release, from spiritual guidance, you know, to help release the trauma that's been there in the body from whatever happened. So these are important too, but it's important to look at the fact that because we're alive, absolutely there's strength in the ancestry. But we can imagine that if we were to look at our moms or our grandmothers, if we were to imagine looking at them and imagine them turning to look at the ones who came before them.
Mm.
That image takes the pressure off of us as descendants to think that, oh, it's our task to work something out that we didn't even experience. Because, you know, the reality is if harm happened in some way, then, there's a reason that that happened, and there's usually an inherited history of some kind that has,
yes,
you know, things happen for a reason, dynamics get passed on. But there was a time before the harm, there was a time before the dynamic, and that's a place that is in each person's, that's in each person's ancestral soul, because we're here, we're alive. So,
yes.
It's too simple in that way.
I love when you say that. It is so simple. It's like, but wait. Lisa, come on. No, what you mean? It can't be that simple. And from what I hear also is the way you break it down, the way you bring it to us it covers all of it. It doesn't matter if your mother is not alive or she's alive, should I say. You know, this is, we can see that the disharmony rather than dysfunction, disharmony that we experience in that relationship with our mothers, aunts, sisters, whatever the case, it was passed on as well. And as you say, it's like being able to really remember that something happened before, and it's not because we're a horrible person or we're mean. Trickster inside of me was going to say something, but I won't. but it's like just understanding that there's so much more to the picture, and there's so much more that we won't see, that we can't see, that it requires a sort of honoring from a soul, from a deep love place, and just not even understanding it sometimes, not saying, you know what, I don't understand it, but I know that happened. And that kind of creates the space and the honoring, right? That's what I hear from what you're saying.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm aware that this is not about shoulds. You know, that what I'm speaking about, what we're in conversation about, it's not about any expectation of should. Mm-hmm. Like people should be able to do this or should be able to do that. It's an important thing to see, to acknowledge the influence of that, you know. If there's some energy of should operating in oneself and in the family system, that's blocks love, blocks life, blocks flow.
Yes.
So we're talking about, you know, the strength that we're talking about comes from really very truly acknowledging what is. And in the midst of whatever happened, whatever didn't happen in family life and in ancestry, you know, we simply wouldn't be here without our mothers. We wouldn't be here without our grandmothers. We wouldn't be here without our great-grandmothers. The same is true of our fathers and our grandfathers and our great-grandfathers. It's really a package deal. There's no true honoring of men without true honoring of men. It goes back and forth, you know. Somehow I do feel reminded of the importance of acknowledging, you know, any kind of should expectations, you know. Just acknowledging that can release permission to more fully receive life and come into good relationship with the women and the men in our ancestries.
This is a good question. This is, some questions were inspired from today's topic. And the question is, what is the connection between honoring our women ancestors and breaking traditions that haven't always served the family? Is there a way to honor them if we are not willing to submit to the same pain, lack of freedom that they endured?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, having a meditation, a prayer, an acknowledging of, you know, gratitude, thank you. Thank you for what is in the time and in the place where that mother, that grandmother lived. And it can be either a meditation or a prayer of please bless me when I do it differently, or it could be a prayer, a meditation of, you know, I still honor you when I do it differently.
Uh-huh.
I think there's not a one-size-fits-all about this. It's a good, but it's, the acknowledging, again, it's the acknowledging of what is really a key piece. And acknowledging, you know, too, I'm a woman just like you. Having a prayer, a meditation with this ancestor, with this mother, this grandmother inside one's soul of, you know, I'm a woman just like you. I'm a daughter just like you. Acknowledging the shared commonality also brings blessing for the difference to be expressed. Then it becomes not a rejection.
Right.
You know, because the reality is we're not as original as we want to think that we are. We're just not.
So
even in, you know, even in the life circumstance of my mind thinks I'm doing something really so very differently than my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, that might very well be true, but at a deeper level, we may have no ability to see how similar we are to them. Might have no idea to see how much we are inclined to be doing something. The details might be different, but the movement might be the same as what they experience. You know, our minds might say, oh, I'm the first one to kind of like break away from whatever the thing is that we're trying to break away from.
Yes.
You know, chances are there was somebody earlier in the generations, they were trying to break away from something. So acknowledging that sameness, that connection, is a real blessing. It brings us into a deeper place of where do we belong, what's ours to live out, what's not ours to live out. It's not my task to break away from something that was really my great-grandmother's that she was breaking away from. You know, these kinds of... So this is pretty rich territory. There's... whatever we talk about, it's just the right things for us to be talking about today. But you know, there's a lot of different ways we express our love for who and where we come from.
Right, and you know, and even what you're right. This is so rich, and even the idea of thinking, well, I'm the first one to break away. Then there's also flip side because somehow. This time we always think we're the one that's doing it the right way. We're the one doing it better. And we may think they went through a pain or lack of freedom or it was hard on them. If we somehow can have a moment with them, they might say they were very happy, though there's a lot of things going on. So the mind projects, oh, back then things must have been challenging and we've been improving. But we're also recognizing as we become more aware of who we are that there is this – there's something called ancient wisdom that has got people through so many kind of experiences and so much. So we see when we read books that were written in 1903, 1834, and they say this is some interesting times we're living in. This is a time where man will really know his power. And now, 2014, we're saying the same thing as if this is the first time this has ever happened. So it's really, for me, I think that being able to go beyond the mind – to a space that's so expansive that is beyond definition, but lives in each and every one of us, that lives in us. And when you talk about acknowledging I'm a woman just like you, I kind of feel that as in recognizing the life that lives in us. It strengthens that life. It brings awareness. We acknowledge it. So we know that we are never alone, that we're not just this leaf tossed in the wind with no connection and not belonging to anything or anyone.
That's right.
Something else. What about... And I don't. I'm listening. That's what I do. Well, I do listen to all my when I'm doing my shows. But this is different because it takes us to different territories. I feel like I can't always prepare for the show. I have to really let it happen during the show. So, what about relationship between mothers who would tell, particularly their teenage daughters, "I don't want you to make the same mistake I did. I got pregnant when I was 12 with you, or when I was 16, or I did this, I went off and ran away with a boy, I shouldn't have done that." That whole, almost like an affirmation, "I don't want you to do what I did." And then for most, well, things that we end up hearing is the young girl end up doing exactly what the mother was afraid of. Can you just speak on that in whichever way you want to go? I don't have a specific question around it.
Yeah, it's really common. First of all, it's the influence that's there in history that creates a pressure on the parent to want to prevent. They want to prevent history. That's what the dynamic is. When the parent is looking, when the mom is looking at her daughter in that kind of a position, it's like she's trying to prevent history. So it speaks to the incomplete movement of acknowledging what is for the mother's. Experience as a daughter and as a granddaughter. So and this time that we're living in right now, I think that's really common more than ever in this part of the world, anyway, in the U.S., because we've got such a profound disconnection from family in lineage and ancestry in this part of the world. So when the mother looks at the daughter reminds her of her mother, of her father, of her grandparents, of herself. So she's not able to see the daughter clearly in that circumstance. So the biggest gift that a parent, that a mother can give her daughter is to look back inside herself at her parents, at her grandparents, and to come into more right alignment with her experience as a daughter. And I will say that that is where the constellation approach is tremendously helpful. I mean, it can be for the person. I trust people's souls to know for themselves when the right time and place is for everything. So for people who where there's a readiness in their soul and in their life, it's the right time and place to do that work, just like with anything else, just like with absolutely anything else, you know, when it's the right time and place, that approach can really very quickly help us see and come into this acknowledging what is with truth that helps us be more oriented in our place, both as daughters and as mothers. But this is a really, I'm glad you bring it up, because it's a really common, really common confusion out of love. out of love. Right. It means that there's history still in process of being becoming grounded and clear where everybody belongs, truth in process of being acknowledged and honored. Yeah. Yeah. It has its own clock. Truth has its own clock, and it is not a linear one. You know? Truth has its own clock, its own calendar, its own map of when and how and where it can be acknowledged. I really trust that for each person.
Mm. Truth has its own clock, its own calendar. Oh, I love that. Well, that's a good place to let this part of the conversation rest. We're going to take a break and just let that marinate because there's so much, as much as I can right now, just kind of sit with that. There's a sort of stillness that comes when I really allow it in. So there's no need to rush to the front or look to the back or just be here and let the back and the front, the past and the present, the future and whatever, all be all here. If truth has its own clock, then I can't rush it, you know. I just love you, Lisa. I am so grateful that I know you, friends. I love you. Oh, my God, you're a blessing to my life. You are truly a blessing. Man, because of you, I know I ain't crazy. Well, I am crazy, but, you know, I'm a good crazy. Or whatever crazy people want to call me. Thank you. Oh, let's take a breath. All right, we're going to take a breath, take a break, take it all in, and bring on Celeste to tell you about what's going on here in Atlanta, Georgia, at Hillside International Truth Center. Wow, Celeste.
Wait a minute. I'm pretty busy taking that down as a note. Truth has its own clock. My goodness, what a rich, powerful conversation, Lisa, Life Coach today. We thank you deeply. And family, as you continue to enjoy this conversation, please allow me to take a moment to share an amazing opportunity that's coming up on Saturday, April 5th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Hillside International Truth Center is hosting a Wellness Through Healthy Living Health Fair, and you get to find out how to love your body to life with wonderful workshops and free screenings. Some of the workshops include energetic healing, yoga, African drumming therapy. You can get information on the Affordable Care Act. So, yes, you get to enjoy free health screenings and information and free samples. The Wellness Through Healthy Living Health Fair is free and open to the public. Again, that's Saturday, April 5th from 10 a.m. till 3 p.m. at Hillside International Truth Center. For more information, call 404-758-6811 or go to hillsideinternational.org.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org. Or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
You're listening to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade. Ancestral Blueprints is every last Wednesday of the month. And Lisa joins us to just expand definitely expanding my consciousness beyond my wildest dreams. I'm still sitting with that. Where did you download that from, Lisa? I mean, that's just like, woo, I feel woozy. That was some deep truth. Truth has its own clock.
Yep. And, you know, I'm not sure. I just wanted to say what's with me, too, coming back from the break. I wanted to see if you would be willing to read the description for the conversation today, because I thought it was just a beautiful description, and I want to make sure to kind of tend a little bit more specifically to what comes to me and what comes to us from what the description says. Do you mind reading it?
No, I don't, and I'm laughing here because This is why I love what I do. This is why I love life, because I've been going back and forth. I'm thinking, I just read the quote, and I keep getting, no, don't read it yet. Don't go back to it yet. And I was trying to bring it in, but it seems like it was out of sync. And then you asking me to go read it, and I was like, now I know why. Truth has its own clock. You have to be in alignment with it, and I'm glad I didn't force it. Ooh, okay. Here's a description for today's show. As Women's History Month comes to a close, Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Ade invites you to Ancestral Blueprints, honoring the woman in your ancestral lines. Get ready to explore, acknowledge, and honor the woman in your lineage. Mom Mabley, who's a comedian, she said, "My granny was a slave. She told me, child, you look into that fireplace and see the future in those flames, because you're going to see the world like your granny never did." As the next generation, let's take a moment to consider how their birth pains and joy brought us to where we are today. Go ahead, Lisa. I'm spiritually woozy right now.
Well, thank you for reading that. It's timeless.
Yes.
You know, this, you know, that quote refers to the specific context, of course, of slavery, and so that's important to acknowledge, and and it invites us to really see how there is perhaps a blessing waiting to be accessed in all of our ancestries, from our ancestors who've experienced whatever they've experienced, whatever suffering or burden or guilt that belongs to them. You know, so many things that are there in history, family history, country history, but that for us as descendants, as daughters and sons, it's not going to change their suffering if we try to keep it going. It's not going to change that history. So the invitation to see how, out of a deep love, we may be inclined to try to carry suffering that they experienced, that our mothers, our grandmothers, I'm just going to stick with women because of
yes.
our time in the time, the impulse to try to repeat or to carry on whatever suffering our mothers, our grandmothers, our great-grandmothers experienced, there's a deep pull to keep it going. And it won't help. It doesn't help them. And,
yes.
you know, and it doesn't help us. So now it's a big deal to just recognize that if that is happening in a person's life, to just see that as truly an expression of blind love and to consider that there can be this movement. It's the movement that I see every day in people's lives. I'm just completely blessed to be in people's lives in a way where I get to see this movement happening with people of this shift from blind love to awake love, where there can be a connection with our mothers, our grandmothers, that honors their strength, their dignity, that they're the best ones to carry whatever belongs to them. So if it was an experience of enslavement, whatever the experience was, they were the ones who experienced it. And that the best way to honor them is to recognize that that was theirs to experience. It doesn't mean it was right, wrong, good, bad. It's not that from that mental judgment place. It's from
yes.
that place of, from that soul place of what is, of acknowledging truth, of what happened, of what they experienced, that again sets this motion of truth setting us free to be in connection with them, that we look forward then in our lives with a feeling of connection with them behind us.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than a rejection of or a running away from or a, it's too painful to look at them, so I'm just going to look the other way, you know, or I'm not even going to look at my life, what's in front of me, because all I can look at is the horrible things that they went through. You know, all those kinds of life positions don't change the history.
No, that's right.
You know. And they're all out of a deep love, out of our human condition, and you know, truly, really, we are all in it together. I mean, this movement as descendants, this movement as humans, as daughters and sons, to honor these histories, honor the women. How do we truly honor them? Well. Mm-hmm. Maybe the best way for us to truly honor the women in our lineages is to leave what's theirs with them.
Mm.
And just say thank you that you passed life on.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to read that. that quote by Moms Mabley, because it's so powerful, and, you know, telling her to look into the flames, you know. And the quote goes, "Child, you look into those fireplaces and see the future in those flames, because you're going to see the world like your granny never did." You know, talk about passing life on.
Absolutely. 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 And it's,
okay.
You know, it's truth. I mean, it's truth. It's prophetic, and it's truth. And it's a deep blessing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a, there's just a lot in that really short quote. There's, it really captures a lot of this essence of being in connection, but in right time and place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got a question here. For whatever, I just gotta say it. If maybe in the, I can't even talk. If somebody just joined us and missed it, what you said, truth has its own clock.
Yep.
And it's not
right.
linear. I mean,
right.
It's like when we really get that. For let me just talk for myself. When I really get it, I embody the idea of being in the flow. I can't force time. Just in linear time, I can't force. I can't make it be 4 o'clock right now. I can think in my mind it can be whatever time I want it to be. But in human plane, I, you know, if I have an appointment at 4 o'clock, I can't go over there now and say I'm ready. They're like, well, no, appointment is not till 4. So when we talk about the clock of truth and it has its own time, I've got to dance with it and just let it happen. No judgment. It's not late. It's not rushing. It just is.
Yeah, and we can, from that perspective, we can consider different ways of being or thinking or acting that maybe block or slow down truths being able to be acknowledged, you know. So judgment perhaps stops truth in its tracks, you know.
Okay. So then I'm going to read this next question. I was going to skip that question, but you brought it up, so here it is. The question was inspired by the show. What are some practical ways we can honor the women in our families if we haven't always seen the good in everything they did? I still have judgment, and I don't really know how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bless that writer. Because, you know, she or he is writing on behalf of millions of other people, for sure. You know, I work a lot with people, if they people want something concrete to do, you know, like a practical to do. I work with people using using stones quite a lot to help bring into 3D the images of family life. So setting up little stone altars that represent, so having like a little stone to represent yourself and a little stone to represent, you know, your mother, your grandmother, having a circle of stones around them to represent whole ancestors who are there to help. You know, you get this feeling, you know, that the little circle, that little circle of stones helps to remind us this is not perhaps something that's possible to do by ourselves, you know, that there's, that it helps us to give like a way to really access that physical representation with the stones helps us access the inner picture in our soul that those ancestors are there. So I have always loved stones a lot, but my friend and colleague and teacher, Don Van Kampenhout, who's also a constellation facilitator in the Netherlands many years ago, taught me how he works with stones, and it really helped give me permission inside myself to work with stones in the way that I do. I think it's there are ways for each person how this can be remembered, because that wisdom belongs to all of us, you know, working with stones. So I'm just giving it as a little example to consider.
Yes.
You know, lighting a little candle with a little prayer, asking for help to release the judgment that blocks. And also, you know, recognizing that the judgment is not new. Actually, the judgment is a deep, is its own deep expression of love. When a daughter or a son is in judgment of her parents or grandparents, she's not the first one to have it.
Mm-hmm.
So considering that the judgment is actually, it's a blind love way of being in connection. It has a disconnecting effect, but that's the paradox. It's like that because there was some circumstance that created the judgment, things get a little bit cattywampus in the mind, where the mind thinks, oh, I got to have the judgment to have the connection. So actually just acknowledging that the judgment is an inheritance can be also a profound way of allowing it to shift in some way. So those are just some different ideas.
yes. That is so powerful. We don't have enough time to go into some of the things that are just bubbling and boiling up inside of me. And what I would say about that is, you know, when we allow ourselves to do that, we get to it's an opportunity not to judge our own judgments, to love, to be appeased with the judges. Like, oh, okay, there's more to the story. Now, we got a couple of minutes left. Well, about a few more minutes. Anyway, but I want to ask you a question that's pertaining to the topic, and then I really want to end today's conversation with feedback, thoughts about your monthly circle, an embodied conversation with the internalized colonizer. So here's a question here. For the future generations, is it important to tell the whole truth of the experiences in the family? There are some events we would rather stay hidden. Will they come out anyway if we decide that the past is in the past?
Yeah, that's also a great question. I think that the way to discern the answer comes from if the information feels like a secret or not.
Okay.
So I think that, you know, that helps to guide. That helps to really guide, because really what the question is about, it's really about, it's great, you know, what information gives the next generations strength to live well? You know, what kind of information gives the next generation a permission to live what's theirs to live? And what kind of information helps promote them being in right relationship with the generations before them? So I'm just kind of fleshing out a little bit more the question that's asked. Mm-hmm. All the, you know, it's a great question. These are all the questions that are packed into it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and so the things to discern are, well, is the information, is it like a secret? Is there any energy of shame or guilt around the information. And if there is, then that might be a clue that it's the task of the parent generation to come into more clear connection to release that energy. You know, there's some looking back at the past, looking back at the previous generations, at that information, there's some belonging still in process of being restored. So somebody did something that created shame or guilt. There was an experience of exclusion, kind of a black sheep in the family dynamic, or, you know, these kinds of things. That's a clue that there's a waiting for people's place, everybody's place of belonging to be acknowledged. I think reading about the family constellation work will help flesh that out more. So if you take a look at the website, that'll help bring that alive more. Yeah, because then as that process happens, then in looking at the children, looking at the next generations, inside the parent, it feels more whole, more settled down, you know.
Yes.
Wow.
I'm reflecting back on what I said about, you know, you have a way of, we're all in this mansion, go to different rooms, getting all excited, and you just gently say, did you notice that door over there? And I'm like, which door? Over there? And it's like, there's another room. You certainly, I mean, it was coming to me when I was saying it, but you've certainly taken me to different parts of this mansion, the mansion of my consciousness. I am so wide open right now. And I'm grateful for linear time, because I think if we continue, if we didn't have the time, I might blow up, because it's like I'm so flooded with a lot of energy. I need the space. And before I forget, I just want to remind listeners, now or after the show, go drink some water. Just ground yourself. Just pull it back and trust the process if you feel led to. Or let your spirit be your guide. Now, before we release the show, Lisa, give us a update about your monthly circle and embodied conversation with the internalized colonizer.
Yeah, thank you for asking. This is a series of it's a once a month gathering for 4 months about how the history of colonialism has been inherited by each of us in a variety of ways. And so we're experiencing with this idea that there's an internalized colonizer in each of us simply because that history has been so big that we're just playing with and experiencing that idea. It's quite a rich movement that's happening. I'm publishing the comments from participants on my website, on the Family Constellations West website, because it's clear to me that this is a collective wisdom project. So I'm co-convening the conversation with my friend and colleague, Kate Regan, and it's helping us, this group of us, really in a very embodied way, so not from a neck up, you know, just kind of talking about all the ideas and all the history, but in a very embodied, experiential way, both acknowledge these histories that are behind us in a variety of ways, become more present, compassion, having compassion find its way into our hearts and souls and bodies and minds with these histories, and also look at how to pass on a history to our children and next generations that are where the pattern is shifted in some way. You know, colonialism is really a process of conquering and of taking what there's the right to take. And so, it's been a wonderful group of people who are willing to kind of come together and be with these histories in a way where we've got a shared responsibility, no matter what our histories are. There's a recognition of a shared responsibility for acknowledging the truths, that there's everything in it for us and for the future to be doing this. So I really appreciate your asking. It's been a great process. So first Saturday of April, first Saturday of May are the next conversations, and I'll give you a little update on our next shows.
Yes, indeed. And to find out more about Lisa's work, her website address is lisaiverson.com, Lisa, I-V-E-R-S-E-N.com, and Family Constellations West, familyconstellationswest.com. It's almost time to release the show. Lisa, thank you. Just seems like so not enough. From my heart to yours, I am hugging you with my heart and soul, and I'm so grateful for the work you're doing and how you make yourself available for the acknowledgement that wants to happen. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you, Ade. Thank you to you. Thank you to Celeste. Thank you to everybody who's with us today and future listening, and thank you to all the women and all of our ancestries, and well, blessings to all, and I look forward to our next time together next month.
Yes, indeed. Peace and blessings.
To you as well.
All right. I'm certainly going to be drinking some water. It's time to release the show. We love you. We bless you. We appreciate you, and we thank God for you. Be true to yourself. Be loved, and be... just be in the flow. We're going to release the show with Carly Jackson. We started the show, opened the show with Carly Jackson. We're going to release the show with Carly Jackson, A Lesson in Oneness. See you live next Monday. Actually, we'll see you live next Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern. And what else do I need to do? I'm getting messages. I don't know if I have anything else I need to say. But it's time to, yes, we're going to do a lesson in oneness. I love you all. Thank you for being who you are. Thank you for showing up with your soul appointment. Peace and blessings.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. We are one. We are one. We are one, we are one, we are one, we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 Well, there is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.